The center of the evolutionary process is choice. Choice is the engine of our evolution. Each choice that you make is a choice of intention. For example, you may choose to remain silent in a particular situation, and that action may serve the intention of penalizing, sharing compassion, exacting vengeance, showing patience, or loving. You may choose to speak forcefully, and that action may serve any of the same intentions. What you choose, with each action and each thought, is an intention, a quality of consciousness that you bring to your action or your thought. The splintered personality has several, or many, aspects. One aspect may be loving and patient. Another may be vindictive, another charitable, and another selfish. Each of these aspects has its own values and goals. If you are not conscious of all of the different parts of yourself, the part of yourself that is the strongest will win out over the other parts. Its intention will be the one that the personality uses to create its reality. You cannot choose your intentions consciously until you become conscious of each of the different aspects of yourself. If you are not conscious of each part of yourself, you will have the experience of wanting to say or wanting to intend one thing and finding yourself saying or intending something else. You will want your life to move in one direction and find that it is moving in another. You will desire to release a painful pattern from your experience and see it reappear yet again. The choice of intention is also the choice of karmic path. For example, if you speak or act from anger, you create the karma of anger. If you speak or act with compassion, you create the karma of compassion, and a different path opens before you. This happens whether you are aware of the different parts of yourself or not, whether you are even aware of the choices that you make at each moment. Responsible choice is the conscious road to authentic empowerment. What is responsible choice? As you follow your feelings, you become aware of the different parts of yourself and the different things that they want. You cannot have all of them at once because many of them conflict. The part of you that wants more money and a bigger house conflicts with the part of you that suffers with the poor and hungry. The part of you that reaches out with compassion toward the beauty in others conflicts with the part of you that wants to use others for your own benefit or gratification. When you satisfy one part of yourself, the needs of another go unsatisfied. The fulfillment of one part of you creates anguish in another, or others, and you are torn. As you become conscious of the different parts of your personality, you become able to consciously experience the forces within you that compete for expression, the forces that lay claim to the single intention that will be yours at each moment, that will shape your reality. When you enter these dynamics consciously, you create for yourself the ability to choose consciously among the forces within you, to choose where and how you will focus your energy. The choice not to choose is the choice to remain unconscious and, therefore, to wield power irresponsibly.